We start with a graphic overlay, first the upcoming PBS lineup, and then the science room opening graphic. An announcer is heard in voiceover.
You're watching PBS Kids at 12. It's Math Bus, followed by Grammar Bus. But first, a classic 1990 episode of The Science Room with Mr. Science.
We open on the interior of a science classroom where Mr. Science is observing a model skeleton with an amused look on his face.
What a bonehead.
As he talks, Mr. Science walks over to a lab table where two students, a boy and a girl, are nervously waiting for him.
Hey, junior scientists. Today in the science room, we're discussing a very important matter. Matter. And helping me today are two student scientists, Lonnie and Josh. How are you guys doing today?
Kind of nervous.
Nervous, yeah.
Well, don't be nervous. Science is fun, right? High five.
Mr. Science awkwardly waits for a high five from Josh, who does not reciprocate and eventually gives up.
Okay, these guys are going to help me with some experiments involving matter. And there are three phases of matter. Liquid, like this water.
Mr. Science holds up a glass of water.
Solid, like this table. And Lonnie, you know the third one?
Water?
No, Josh. Liquid, Josh. And
the table?
No, remember, the table's solid. Here's a hint. Sometimes you can't even see it.
Behind me?
No, last guess, Josh.
Science.
It's gas. It's gas.
Oh, yeah, it's gas.
Oh, yeah, it's
okay.
Gas, okay.
Yeah, gas, all right.
Our first experiment is easy to do at home. All you need is some vegetable oil.
Lonnie and Josh start trying to pick up the vegetable oil on the table in front of them, but Mr. Science stops them.
Don't do that. A glass of water.
Once again, Lonnie and Josh try to pick up the water, and once again, Mr. Science has passed their hands away.
There's no need. What are you doing? And some food color.
Lonnie and Josh now try to pick up everything on the table. Mr. Science can barely keep up trying to stop them.
Okay, stop. Please, don't touch. And some food. Some food coloring to put in the water. Lonnie, Josh, what do you think will happen when I pour the oil into the water?
It'll explode.
What? No, Josh?
Nothing?
Well, something has to happen. Oil is less dense than water. So do you think it will sink or float?
The water or the oil?
The oil.
Then the water?
Oh, I think it's the oil.
Let's just do the experiment. Helpers, remind the kids at home what the science room's number one rule is.
Don't touch me under my clothes.
What? No. I mean, yeah, of course that's the rule, but that's not the main rule. The answer is to have fun. That was really upsetting. Okay, come on, get close and look here.
Lonnie and Josh lean in way too close to the glass of water, and Mr. Science immediately pushes them back.
Too close. Now, I'm going to pour the oil. It's not going to explode. Come back, guys. It's not going to explode. Here comes the oil.
Mr. Science pours some vegetable oil into a glass of food-colored water.
Yeah, okay. Now, watch the oil.
Josh picks up the bottle of vegetable oil and stares at it.
No, not that oil, Josh. I just poured the oil into the water. And the oil is?
False.
Okay, this isn't a true or false, Josh.
True.
You can't be this fucking stupid. I'm sorry, no, kids aren't stupid. I just say what you see, okay? Say what you see.
What you see?
Come on, are you kidding me? Just look at it. The oil went down into the water, and then it went back to the...
future?
No, it floated back.
To the future part two?
No, I'm pointing to it. Where is it? And do not say back to the future part three. The oil went back?
To the future part three?
To the top! The top!
Mr. Science swats the glass in a fit, sending it flying off the lab table. He collars both Lonnie and Josh and pushes their heads toward his own and the table, smashing them together.
I wish it would explode so I could get you guys explode your faces and take you both to hell with me!
Releasing the children, Mr. Science stands up straight, takes a deep breath, and straightens his sweater, calming down.
Okay, we're going to take a short break so I can calm down, and we'll be right back.
To the future!
Mr. Science immediately punches Josh in the head and knocks him down as we cut to the science room graphic once more, and that's where we end.
Hey, I got, hold on.
Hey!
I got
it.
Okay. Oh. Hope I didn't break anybody's eardrums on that one. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the show. If you're listening to us on Podzilla1985.com, whether you're listening to us on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, wherever you're listening to us, or if you're here with us at facebook.com/Podzilla1985, welcome to Horse Hell. Horse Time.
Horse to the Future,
Part 3. Horse to the Future, Part 3. Celebrating 9 years of Stop It.
It's the Weeping Horse.
It's the Weeping Horse.
Please stop.
That's exactly how the fans sounded. They said stop. Just like that. Stop. Tonight, I'm going to turn Kaz up a little bit. Actually, I forgot I turned him down at one point.
What we make up for in freshness is with On the Ground.
My name is Shannon Young.
I won't be able to stop laughing.
We are celebrating 9 years of Podzilla 1985 tonight with me to celebrate. We didn't get to do it last night because some of us went and watched Godzilla Cross Kong, and it was a lot of fun. But with me tonight, live from his backyard, Double H.
That was really upsetting.
Live from a different room, the Kaz Man.
Yes, you should have kept the volume down. That's more appropriate.
No, no. Mother must be seen, not heard. Cody Sandusky is with us tonight. Wait, no. Did I say Lindsay already?
You didn't.
Okay. Cody Sandusky.
I wish I could take you to hell with me.
I'll get there.
Future Part 2.
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
Back to the Future Part 2.
So when we started this whole Podzilla thing, gather around, children, it started 9 years ago, what, yesterday, Hunter, or 2 days ago?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. It was Wednesday. On Wednesday, so 2 days ago. Yeah, the 27th, because yeah. Today is the 29th, right? Correct, yeah.
9 years ago, myself, Hunter Hendricks, Louis Benson, and someone else, I don't remember. We gathered in the Real Rock Studios. No, it wasn't Real Rock. We were in a different studio, weren't we?
So we gathered at River Radio. It was 10 o'clock at night.
Yep.
To record a WrestleMania 30. Was it 35? No, 30.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 30 prediction show. No, 31, because it was 9 years ago. Yeah, and this is 40. So anyway, a WrestleMania 31 prediction show between the four of us at River Radio, but we were in a Cody would recognize it as Prod A. We were in a production
studio. I was in Asheville's Prod A or Prod B.
Yeah, we were in a production studio back where they record commercials. So it's not a live on-the-air studio. There was no risk of us going out over the air.
Thank God.
The recording equipment. that's a bigger room that has like more microphones and more places to sit. Although it still only had three, so two people had to share a mic, as I recall.
Yeah, and two of those people weren't us. For the record, yeah.
Now, interestingly, you mentioned Real Rock. From that point forward, we rarely ever recorded in the Real Rock studio, and we only really ever did that if it was just me and you. Most of the time, it was the K103 studio.
K103, yeah.
That's where I was on in the afternoon, and so you guys usually came around like sometime around noon or like 1 o'clock. And that room also has three. You can let it run on the air in the background while you use the recording software, and that's what we did most of the time.
I think I would literally leave work at Gaming Grounds, I would have someone cover, and I go down there and record and then come back. That's how we did it. Guerrilla tactics. And then every so often Kirby would come into the studio or Fawn, and I would always
make you very nervous.
I'd freeze up every time. I'm like, oh, they're gonna kick me out. Like, I'm gonna be arrested and beaten for this.
And every time I had to go, dude, I could walk out of this building right now and no one it was just the Doug bit over and over again. Dude, I'd go wash dishes at the Mexican restaurant right now and nobody would care.
And I'd make more money doing it. So I'm going to give just a brief timeline for our listeners, because there might be some new listeners that don't know how we did it. So our first episode was WrestleMania preview. It was 31, like you said. 31. Yep. And it was just kind of on a whim, because
it was also like 3.5 hours long.
It was super long.
It's still one of, if not our longest show to date.
Yeah, I think
because we just didn't stop talking.
I think our longest show, legitimately the record for longest show, is It's a Plays episode, because we went like 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Candlelight
one of the last Candela Obscura episodes. Yeah, that makes sense.
So we did the first episode on a whim.
That long?
Yeah, the last episode, because we wanted to get it done for Halloween.
Yeah, it was the last episode. Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with it. I didn't think I'd want to do it again because I had done a test podcast once, like a year or two before when I did Blogzilla 1985, and I hated it so much. I said, I'll never do this again. Well, a certain somebody who was drunk talked me into trying it one more time. I did it. Hunter helped out with it. He was a big help. I've always thanked him and credited him for it. And I liked it so much that I was like, I got to do another one. So Lindsay and I, the second episode of Podzilla 1985 was a episode about Tara Reid and body image. I had no right going in that zone already for a second episode. That got weird fast. And we started to develop somewhat of a schedule. We had episodes of shows that we would do often. Pro Wrestling Unscripted was obviously, we called it the flagship. It was the mothership of the Podzilla Network. Yeah. Meanwhile, Jesse Kimball had Penta Nerd was going on at the same time. We merged at some point. We added different people to the show over time. Ace of Gray, obviously, Dalton Anthony. Had a lot of good shows. Kaz, as this time, you were still doing Street PX, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and then Kaz came down to visit us once, and Asa and I had, before Asa and I had the show, I had a show called Mr. 100 Presents, and I would basically invite people on and we would talk. And Kaz, I think his first appearance was coming on talking about photography and Street PX and stuff like that. Although, I remember us talking just about a bunch of random shit, and at one point you were like, we are going to talk about this at some point, right? I was like, we'll get to it.
Horse Time was born that night. Right?
like before.
Yeah. Well, it was, what do you call a baby horse? Pony?
A foal. It was foal time.
Foal time?
Ponies are a very different thing, man.
I know.
They're just a miniature horse.
I know. It's a joke. All right, so when I was younger and I went to Meridian, Kaz knows, he also went to Meridian. I think Tanner went to Caro, or he loved Caro or something. I don't know.
I think he's still there.
So when I was in grade school and then in high school, I got in a lot of fights, and I'll never forget my dad had to go there once. Then we were in the principal's office, and my dad thought he was making this really great point, this really great comparison about these kids that I was having trouble with. He said, you know, one day maggots turn into flies, and what did he say? No, he didn't say that. What did he say? Goddamn, I can't remember now. But I had to explain to him that maggots were flies. And like, oh, he said maggots turn into worms. And I was like, no. I was like, Dad, actually, maggots turn into flies. And I remember him looking at me because I said this in front of the principal. He clearly didn't expect me to you know, clarify at this point. He might.
Right.
So yeah. Anyway. and then they pulled me out and put me on homeschool, and the rest is written history. So.
Are we going to talk about this thing?
Which thing? Me going to homeschool? No, I don't want to talk about that. I'm tired of talking about that. So Kaz came on.
I think he's talking to you.
We did our first show, and then Kaz was still doing his Street PX show, which was very successful. And at one point, all three groups had like their own shows going. So mm-hmm. Jesse was doing Pen and Nerd. I was doing Podzilla. Kaz was doing Street PX. Meanwhile, Hunter, of course, was doing The Fix on Real Rock 99.3. Cody was working for ESPN Radio. We were all kind of in the mix with this stuff. I was very lucky and fortunate that over time, Cody and Kaz both came onto the show more often and became staples.
I got too close to the Event Horizon and got fucking sucked in. Don't
you love how that works, Kaz?
You can't get into the orbit. You can't just.
No, we're a part of it now. We're a part of the amorphous blob.
Now Shannon has the actual power to do that. You jump into another channel, he'll go, no, hang on, you're on the show now. We'll bring you over real quick.
No, don't be brave and try to show up in another channel, Steven. I'll bring you in here. But yeah, it was just luck and hold on. He left. I got him. No, he ain't going nowhere. Hold on.
I was going to say, is that what he's doing? He went to
another one. There he goes. He was testing. I know what he was doing.
I wanted to make sure the power was
still. He wanted to make sure I still had the power.
That's your ability.
And God, my hair is a mess. Hold on.
What happened many years ago?
Got me crazy. And then there were other perks that came from this too, because not only was this show like a great way for like Hunter and I were always semi friends. You know, we worked at GameStop together briefly at Crossing.
Very briefly.
Yeah.
You kind of liked each other, but didn't.
Yeah, it's still like that, I think. Cody and I were the same way. Like I don't even know how I met Cody, but I always knew him. And like we were just like we crisscross paths and we talk.
But I mean, I was just a pest that showed up to GameStop and also the gaming grounds. That's how we met. Yes. I just showed up places you happened to work.
Yes.
Like on the sidewalk.
I still remember the first time.
Was I working on the sidewalk?
What? No, you said you crisscross paths. I just see y'all walking.
Crisscross.
Oh, yeah.
No, you guys were so Jesus at River Radio, we had an event for a brief period of time called the Man Show.
I remember the Man Show.
Not that thing that was on Comedy Central, not that. But it was like an expo, basically, that was like about manly stuff. You can never do this now.
Video somewhere is Shannon doing air guitar.
I know where it is. It's on my Facebook. It pops up once.
I'm about to say, it's still on the internet, friend.
But anyway, so one of the things was Gaming Grounds was a vendor, I guess, for lack of a better term, at the at that event, because there was a Mortal Kombat tournament, because that's manly. And I go to the event, even though I'm not working it. I helped facilitate it and set it up and all that, but I'm not working it. I just go there as an employee. And I go to hang out with you. Cody, who I've never met at this point, is there and like running this tournament. Basically, you're talking about it. And I'm talking to him and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, he knows all of what's going on here. I had no clue. No idea who Cody was before he was even working at River Radio.
Yeah.
That was the first day we met. I remember specifically.
Well, I would much rather see a video of that than a video of me sweat hogging around playing air guitar
into freedom. My favorite part of that video was when you notice I'm filming and you immediately go, no.
And then I walk toward you. Yeah. Because you won't stop.
And then you came up to me. Like, you kept coming up to me doing it. And then I, like, Shaq fell.
You did.
Like,
you fell Shaq backwards. Yeah.
Basketball court. Yep.
Yeah.
I fell back and, like, rolled onto my back because the filming keeps going that way.
And you're just, like, giggling.
so well, like this.
So, yeah. So, obviously, like, Cody and Hunter coming on the show, like, we all kind of hung out more. We became friends more. And Cody and Hunter worked in the same spot, so they got to talk. We would all talk during the show. Kaz and I, you know, we grew up together, but then Kaz moved out to California. We didn't talk anymore. We hardly ever spoke. And then, you know, the podcast, not only did it give me a chance to, like, reunite with my cousin, but then he, you know, came into the fold of all the friends. We play games all the time together. We talk. We created connections. That's the thing that I love most about this show is it's created so many connections with people that might not have been friends otherwise. And not just with us, with fans even. Like, we have fans that we're friends with. We have fans that become friends with each other. It blows my mind sometimes. I'll see a post from, like, Caleb Carter or Jonathan Graham or Derek Boxdorfer. And Zane Laney likes it because they're friends now. And that's through this show. That's just a very cool feeling.
That's the chaos.
The book.
The Alexander. Forging of a Warrior Horse. Warrior President. Warrior President. Yeah. Sorry.
Warrior Horse.
Yeah, we sold out the book. We influenced a couple of other things, as I recall, with that.
Oh, yeah. I've convinced, I think, three out of four of the women I dated bought that book.
There was a time a few years ago when completely unsolicited, and I forget now if Billy set it up or if it was the other guy. That guy who, like, called himself the mayor of Cape, whoever that dork was.
Andy. So
he... Or Billy Hills won. One of the two of them set up a poll, like when Facebook first started doing polls, about who should be the real mayor of Cape, and it was him or my dog, randomly, Parker, when he was still alive. And part of me wanted to message him and go, come on, man, don't do this. Take this down. That's not cool. And I was like, no. Parker will win. So I just used the show, and I was like, y'all know what to do. and he wanted a landslide. And so he turned to Danny going like, oh, come on, man, you put me up against that dog. I was never going to win that. That's not fair.
I still
you goddamn right you weren't.
I still remember the CCW show where Cody Wilson walked out with his jacket, and on the back of his jacket,
that picture.
Yeah, he turns around and he goes, Parker Club Worldwide.
He had the picture from the calendar that I gave you, and I still have the picture of that because you sent it to me, and you were like, look, you weren't at the show tonight, but I need you to know something that happened.
Yeah.
You need to be made aware.
It was so good.
That was pretty incredible. Yeah, this show, you know, this show's meant a lot to me. It really has. I think this is my legacy, at least for now. I hope I'll do something better. But for now.
Something new.
Something different.
That's the confidence we're looking for.
No. Yeah. Man.
Oh, Michaela just realized what that was.
Can't wait to blow this popsicle stand.
No, I've. Oh my God, I have tried to close this show down multiple times.
Many times.
And what's funny?
I try to close it down at least twice a year.
Yes, and what's funny is there's half the people that tell me no, keep it going. You know, it's whatever. And then there's Kaz and Hunter who are just like, yeah, fucking shut it down. That's cool.
Do
what you need to do.
Because we know that's what's going to work. It's reverse psychology. If we tell you to do it, you won't do it.
I say delete everything and start again.
We Charles Barkley you. Yeah. You ain't serious. How you going to do it?
And
you ain't going to do it.
Kaz pitched that idea. Kaz and Hunter both pitched that idea to me years ago of like shut it all down and restart it, reboot it. You know, get rid of all the episodes where we said very dumb things when I was very uneducated, or we use, you know, whatever. And I was very against it because at the time I was like, well, there are certain people that aren't in my life anymore. This is a way for me to let's remember this time period. I don't need that. I don't need that. So
No, you don't.
I'm good.
You can kill it all and start fresh tomorrow. And no one would bat
it. Yeah.
It's not like when you put shit in storage and then like 3 months later, or 6 months later, you're like, why am I still paying for this?
Brian said, or drunk. Look,
that's still happening.
That's right now.
That's stop.
What are you drinking anyway? What is that?
He's drinking a Mike's Harder. Like always. Yeah.
Always. I've never seen that boy drink out of a can in my life.
He's once been drinking twice. Mike's Harder like multiple weeks on this show.
Once or twice. I usually drink something a little bit heavier.
He usually has a bottle. Are you kidding me?
That's true. Yeah,
I do.
I've seen him drink at least. Yeah, there you go. I've seen him drink at least one other time on a Friday, or at least some other time I've podcasted with you.
I missed
that. Was that
Cass? What was that thing? That other thing you just picked up? It looked like a
Manhattan in a bottle.
Yeah, old fashioned cocktail, Bullet, Kentucky Straight Bourbon whiskey and bitters.
That's what you had yesterday.
Yeah,
bourbon. You had that Wednesday.
Yeah.
When he got real loud over something on
Space Jam.
I was upstairs cooking and I just heard a rant start. I haven't listened to hear exactly what it was.
Brian stopped in the store today, we talked to him. He was like, What's that one wine you drank? It was a guy's name. And I was like, oh, Josh? Yeah.
Josh
wine.
It's a wine for Josh.
It's a wine for Josh. Yeah, I told Kaz this before you guys got on. I was like, man, if you had told me at one point in my life that someday I would drink alcohol to deal with like physical pain, I would have called you crazy. But here we are. At least it's not mental pain. That's better.
Talking about something on the show, I think the closest you ever got to pulling it off was COVID. Was like 2020 when everything, because you kind of buried the lead there. For the longest time, the shows were all live and in person. Like everything was done either at the studios or at the store, and it was recorded there live. There was no live streaming or anything. You might go Facebook Live every once in a while, but it was all done then. COVID hits and shuts all of that down.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I talked pretty extensively around that time, and there was a time when you were like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with it. And I'm like, no, this is literally the worst possible time to shut it down.
Oh, yeah.
None of us can interact with each other.
Right, but
there's no way for us to touch it.
At that time, I meant my life. I was going to shut my life down.
I know. And so that was actually when we started Plays, because it was that April. You weren't on the first few episodes, and I was like, all right, well, here's the deal. I understand you need to step away. We're going to keep this thing alive, and then when you're ready to come back, when you come back.
And I did.
And that's what happened.
We
did two or three.
That lasted about an episode.
20.
No, it was a couple.
It was a couple weeks.
It was a few.
Yeah,
because we did a couple of Kaz, I'll address that in a minute. I keep getting the little alerts that pop up now. This is actually a little more convenient than the regular Discord. We did a couple of rounds of that Ghostbusters game, the 80s, I forget what the name is of the company.
West End Games.
West End, thank you, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, me, Cody, Jesse, and Tanner did a couple of those, mm-hmm. those, and then you came in, I think, by the third one. So it was a couple of weeks worth.
Well, it's you at that point, you had begged me, like, I'm stuck with Tanner and Jesse. Please come on the show and help.
No, I said, you're going to be very upset that we're playing a Ghostbusters game and you didn't play, because you hadn't played anything tabletop other than D&D at that point.
So, like, to set the stage for where I was in 2020, 2020 was probably, if not the only year I could think of that was worse for me than 2020 was when my mom passed away. 2020 was the worst year for me because COVID hit right around the same time that I had my breakup. And, at the time Hunter was doing that show was probably when I was about at my worst or close to the point that I literally remember a time I went downstairs to the basement. We had this gym down there that me and Bob had built, and I'm sitting there hitting the punching bag so hard. Eventually I just knocked the entire thing off, like off the rocker. I was so mad. And then I collapsed to the floor crying. Lindsay comes downstairs. She literally helps me up. She walks me to her bed, lays me down, puts covers on me, and we watch like Ninja Turtles. I was in absolute agony. Looking back on it, obviously things have changed. I regret a lot. I regret a lot. Let's just leave it there. Of what things that I did, ways that I acted, things that I had done. I regret a lot of that time period, but I was going to quit the show because I didn't want to be on the show anymore. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't even eat. I would just sit there and just watch. I don't think I got out of bed for a couple of days. I was just, and there was no point in getting out of bed because you couldn't go anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Lindsay and Bob both went to work because they were essential. And so I was stuck at home with nothing. So,
that's why we were drawing you back into the show, because we wanted you coming back and do it. I knew that was the case because I was in the same position. We were at home. And I mean, fortunately, at the time, not only were Sarah and I obviously here together, but we still had Parker. That was the year before he passed.
Yeah.
We were actually just talking about this the other day, that if we had lost him before COVID, I don't know what we would have done. Like, that would have been exceptionally hard. Obviously, we would have had each other, but not having him here would have been rough. Because now when I get pictures that pop up in my feed from 2020 from around this time, like they are right around this time on Facebook, it's all just like us piled up on the couch playing Animal Crossing or watching a movie, or, you know, we go out for like a little hike or walk around the pond or whatever. Honestly, other than the actual stuff that was going on with, you know, the horrible disease that was killing people, we were in pretty good shape then. But I knew a lot of people weren't, and that was a big part of the reason of like, we're going to keep this thing going because I think a lot of people are going to need this. And in a way, we did too. It was nice to communicate with people outside the thing.
That's what I was
saying. Before I forget, I need to take that thing down.
No, you're good. It's whimsical. Whimsical.
You can't see it, but it's a wind chime there.
No, we can see it.
The whole thing is what's behind
it. Oh, I know.
We can see it.
Oh, okay. I'm getting very small because I'm on my phone. I'm getting very small screens. I didn't say it at the beginning, but for the sake of everybody else, Spectrum sucks, and that's why I'm outside on my phone doing this show, not like I would normally be inside set up. It's yet another city white out, his third time this month, but hey, who's counting?
Clearly not you.
Oh, Ethan said, I don't think Animal Crossing for Switch could have come out at a better time than at the start of the pandemic. Yes and no.
Yeah.
Because I had, let's just put it this way, I had three copies of that game pre-ordered. I only picked up two of them. And that was a very depressing thing for me. That was another thing that reminded me of the misery. But I did start doing the show again, and it turns out the show is what I needed. I still remember when we created Horse Time. It wasn't called Horse Time. It was Legendary Chat for...
The Legendary PZ85 Group Chat Podcast for Happiness.
Yes. Yep. Just some random bullshit. Random bullshit. And I still remember the episode we did. Where we were talking about our favorite like Star Wars characters, and
was the second episode.
We dunked on Tanner for
so hard. That was the Gallo episode. Didn't quit.
Yeah,
that was.
Well, and Juwana Jedi.
And I think, and it was like the third or fourth episode of that show that it became Horse Time.
Yep.
Because that was around the time that you guys encountered Warhorse,
the
wrestler, and we were joking about how he always like says random things about like horses when he comes out for his entrance, one of which was, instead of the CM Punk "it's clobbering time," he would say "it's horse time."
Well, and Asa,
and we went, well, that's a show.
I have to give credit to Asa because Asa gave me the idea originally when he was talking about, we were talking about Warhorse, and he did the Sasha Banks thing with Michael Cole where he would go, "it's boss time," and he said, "it's horse time," and I was like, there it is,
that's a show.
So we changed the name to that. I'm surprised Tanner kept coming back because goddamn. I think that was probably Dalton's favorite time to be on the show, because we were so used to making fun of Dalton all the time. And for at least like a month or two, we torched Tanner nonstop. And it was a lot of fun. Brian said in the chat, live from Merle Haggard's basement. Oh, God damn it.
Well, yeah.
I remember that. Tanner would just show up. He would just show up sometimes at a creek. He would sometimes show up in like the General Lee. He would just be driving down the road.
You could see Boss Hogg in the background. Yeah. Chasing.
And what are we doing here, folks?
At least before I did this, I told you guys what I was going to be doing. Like, you knew this was coming. This wasn't a surprise.
Is that Hunter's video right now is also on a phone, as Tanner's usually is, but looks 10 times better. How is that?
It sounds far superior. I've had trouble keeping up with
you guys sometimes. I was going to say, evidently mine's been fine.
Now,
but I haven't had any issues in a while. So
I feel like I need to say at this point, because I don't want Tanner to be like, oh, fuck those guys. We love Tanner, obviously. We wouldn't invite him back constantly. But if you can't absolutely emotionally destroy someone you love,
what
are we doing here?
At the time, if you can't take a joke, then don't try to dish it out too.
Or, like, you know, maybe not one joke, maybe 15 or 30 jokes per episode at your expense, you know? If you can't learn to take them. One of my favorite parts about Horse Time specifically, and I miss it, and I hope we get back to it at some point, was God damn it. Because I have to watch everybody all the time. If you're watching us live, you'll see me constantly looking to the left. That's me watching the video feeds and stuff to make sure everything's good. And so I look over, and I'll look over sometimes, and Kaz is gone, and instead is like a flashing image of Randy Quaid or something. And
that Homer where he's just frolicking through the field.
He's on the boom mic stand.
Once Kaz figured out how to do that, it's all he did. And every time I'd look over, I'd have to look away, because it's that fucking Randy Quaid is the one that always got me. Every time.
That was the shocker, man.
Oh man. That was good stuff.
Yeah, that was
good.
By the
way, I can't pull up the
that
right
one.
Now. So no. Well, yeah, that. I was going to say it's Friday. Good morning. Have a blessed day. Cody is going to have to read the names tonight, because it's not convenient for me to pull them up and do this at the same time.
Oh,
so.
Kaz,
I'm honored.
Kaz, Michaela says she misses your hashtags.
Thinking about that.
Oh god.
Hashtag. So remind once again, because you are in a different room right now, like you're not with your usual setup.
Not right now, no. Our internet has went spectrum, and it doesn't.
Uh-oh.
But it's like always, I can't get it to my backyard. My office is in the it's like an off unit, like a detached unit. And that's
where
he has a shed.
I'm using a network of devices just to get it back there, and it works for a while, and then it stopped. So I had to move into the house away from all of my beloved
toys.
Microphone and everything. Yeah. And so we've ordered a new internet, and when they install, my hope is that I can bribe them into dropping another fiber wire for me in the back.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's going to be...
Ah, that's Jane! Yes.
She's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah, if you do this, I don't know if it'll do it when I'm on my phone.
Hey, yeah, it will.
Hey, what do you know?
Boom!
Is it not? It's
I
not
got
recognizing.
Nothing. Yeah, you're good. You're good. All right.
It looks like it's happening behind me.
Yeah, behind you. Yeah,
that looks legit. Yeah, that looks legit.
Is that what is this one? I don't know what that is. This, know that.
Obviously. Do the Jimmy Snuka, and I think your dead girlfriend appears behind you.
A superfly.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake. Well, on that note, I'm going to hurry up and segue. Hey, friends, here's the Jonkler crew nicknames for this week. Double H is Jonkler. Robot Beard. Shannon Young is Potato Swift. Kaz is the presence of John Horse.
John Horse!
Tanner.
You didn't even need to be there.
Tanner, I'm so sorry. Tanner is the pervert Hubert. Talk about trashing the man. He's not even fucking here. Oh man, Jesse Kimball's baked bean lips. Ace of Gray is a dark gray urge.
Dark
welcome,
gray urge.
Dark Stephen Wright is Donkey Kong enough. Bob is the big Twizzler. Zach Fergus is the time diaper.
Yeah, we've all smelled it.
Yeah, we all smelled it.
Lindsay is Walter Gaggins. I'm so sorry.
The time diaper.
Ethan is strategic baby. Strategic baby. Shelby is tiny man mage.
Yeah.
Little things.
And I didn't know mine until literally just now. I, Cody Sandusky, your next candidate for state senate is redneck blue balls.
God damn it. God.
How is that not Tanner's name?
Right? Because because I didn't want to dunk on him any more than we already were at that time. Like, cops were outside of his house. They were raiding all those raccoons and buckets. I didn't want to make it worse.
Can't step toe to freedom out of this one, motherfucker.
All right.
Oh, man.
Normally, this is the part of the show where I say, okay, we're going to wrap this up and go play some games. Hunter can't.
Well,
yeah, so
I mean, I can, but I'll be playing on my Switch. I'm just gonna stay in here and then listen to you guys play what I want to play, I guess.
Well,
that's so irritating.
That's a little sad. Fucking Spectrum.
It really is.
All right,
I mean, again, I'm just gonna play Mario. I'll just hang out in the chat and listen.
Motherfucker of the year,
Spectrum, motherfucker of the year.
Get back up and running. Trump. Like the other night, it was that Xbox just didn't want to run Discord, and that was fun.
Yeah, so, did that fix itself? Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, literally, when I got on yesterday, it worked just fine. I have no idea why for that one night it didn't want to. Right. I was going to say, for anybody who's been watching on the chat, I've slowly just, like, reclined.
That's right, you've become comfortable, sir.
I mean, what else am I going to do, honestly?
Oh, no, they made the mistake. Here they come.
What?
They appeared in the chat, so here they are. Oh, right before. Yeah, right before we wrap it up here.
Damn it.
Hi, friends. Yeah. Sorry, Jesse.
Oh, there's more.
Hey, Ethan. Oh, hey. This is a good way to go out. So, yeah, we saw you on there. We're about to end the show, but since it's the anniversary show, just wanted to bring you guys in for the final part. So, oh, Cass got Homer back.
There it is.
There it is.
I want to go on record here on this anniversary show and say that Plunderstorm is a terrible game mode.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. 100% agree.
Look at Randy Quaid.
Oh, fucking hell! See, this is what I'm talking about. I had to look up and see this son of a bitch. I hate it. Hate it so much. All right. So before we get out of here, 9 years of Podzilla 1985. I can't believe it. We're definitely going to hit 10. Should we? No, but we probably will. Yes. So. To all of the bitch cast, please stop. I have to talk. to everybody that has listened to us for the past few years, to all of our new listeners, to everyone joining us tonight that's going to watch this future or hear this on your favorite podcasting, thank you guys so much for tuning in to us. We love you. We really, really do. It's the best part of my week is hanging out with these guys and talking to you guys. So we'll be back next week with all new episodes. Hunter, really quick recap. We had a great week of shows. Tuesday, we had all new plays. That was, God damn it.
Yes, we did.
I'm just going to disable Kaz's video. I'm going to disable his video.
No, we had a great episode of plays. And if you haven't gotten in on that show yet, it's really not too late to do so. I know there's like 7 or 8 episodes at this point, but these are a bit shorter than they have been for the previous games that we've done. So it won't take you too long to catch up. And you should. The horror at Headstone Hill, our Deadlands campaign, is shaping up to be one of my favorites so far. And it's a slow burn. You've got plenty of time to catch up. So, yeah, go do that. A new episode coming Tuesday. So get the rest of them in this weekend.
On Wednesday, we reviewed Space Jam, A New Legacy. And, boy, wish we hadn't.
We sure did. Zach Kurgis. I'll never forgive him. I'll never forgive him.
You
for
shouldn't.
Why did you guys? I couldn't even make it through that movie.
Oh, it was terrible.
Because we did terrible. The original Space Jam the week before, and Zach Kurgis goes, you know, you guys should do the new one too. And we went, okay, challenge accepted.
And it was a
terrible idea.
Yeah,
it was a bad choice.
Spoiler alert.
Because, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, spoiler alert. This was my least favorite movie we've ever reviewed on the show. I hated it
he
that much.
That too.
Yeah.
To Tanner's credit, because we've dunked on him so much in reviewing how much we've dunked on him, Tanner desperately tried to get us to not do any of
that. He suggested better movies.
Tanner gave us a list of like 5 other basketball movies, and I said to him, great, pick one, we'll bring you on, we'll do it. And he did not. And so Zach Kurgis did both things we needed. He made a suggestion,
and then he agreed to be on the show, and
we'll never forgive
boy,
him.
I wish we'll never forgive him.
I'll oh shit! Him. I just realized this is 8 of the 10 members of Podzilla right now. We're only missing Shelby and Tanner. Otherwise, this is everybody.
And I mean, Zach, technically, in a way. But
we need to add Zach. We need to add Zach to the
list.
You're
talking about, like, regular right. members, yes.
Right.
People who are here often.
Thursday, all new After Dark. That's actually going to go live on the site here in a few minutes. I'm going to post the show right after this. We had a good discussion about our five favorite alien species. Hunter, of course. What was your favorite?
My favorite are the Carinians. Because they
Ethan?
Say hello and goodbye the same way.
What's that word, Ethan?
What is that word?
Salome.
Heading to the lot to meet again. Oh,
it's not a good day. It's not.
And we'll be back next week with all new episodes. Before we get out of here, Steven, Brian Tanner, he came today to the store and he told me, he's talking about how much he loves plays. You're his favorite character. So I want you to know that.
Aww,
yeah.
That's
congratulations.
Awesome.
No, that's a good thing. All right.
Hey, dude, who did that?
All right. That's it for us tonight. We'll be back. We'll be back next week with all new episodes. I'm going to end the stream here too. We're going to end everything. Thank you guys for hanging out with us in the live chat. And if you're listening to this after the fact, Facebook.com/Podzilla1985 every Friday for horse time. What's that, Cass?
There you go.